Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll notice my email address is right there on top of the page, so you can contact me for comments or prayer requests. Thanks again for listening, and as we always do, it would be my great privilege and a great joy to pray for you each and every one. Our Father, thank you so much for each and every one who hears these words today. Thank you for them, and not only them, but for everyone they love. For I pray for them and everyone they love in every situation in their lives. And it's a simple prayer that I pray for them every day, that their lives be filled with heaven on earth, nothing less. Bless them with abundance of health and wealth and joy. And all these things I pray through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Trust. And we begin in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields, and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. Then we go to Psalm 18, verse 1. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Then Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Then to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Then Jesus said, Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. As I was praying today, my heart was heavy, and usually when I feel that way, it's because I am carrying burdens that I've held on to for too long. As expected, when I looked up these verses and began reading them, our loving Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish these words for all who are worried and overcome with anxiety. Here are His words. He said, My loved ones, you were told to bear one another's burdens, but you should bear them only long enough to hand them to me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, so if you feel heavy or anxious, it's because you haven't given all your cares to me. My beautiful ones, I know the world seems crazy right now, and things seem to be upside down and wrong side out. I also know that I haven't left you or forsaken you, and that all I am is with you at all times. So never give up when all things are possible to you, because you have believed in me and believed in my Son, and you are filled with my Spirit. In this hour, you must put all your trust in me and know that you were with me before I formed the world. And although you can't remember it, we discussed the plans for your life, and we made provision for all you would ever need. All I need from you is to believe this truth and to give me all your burdens and worries, and enter into the promised rest. Christ is that rest, and you are in Him, and He is in you. But you must see yourselves hidden safely in the Rock of Ages, and safe from the storms of life. Remember, as our beloved Paul told you, that it is by faith that you have access into this grace wherein you stand. My grace is overly sufficient for all you could ever want or need. Put your faith in my love and in my power. You are not limited because I am not limited. My loved ones, I am your provider, your friend, your healer, your deliverer, and your comforter. No matter what you're facing now, your prayers were answered before you ever came into this world. So many are struggling to receive when all you need was already given. All you have to do is trust me and know that the answer was given before the problem arrived. The only fight of faith you have to fight is the fight to remain in rest when the wind is howling and the storm is raging. Never forget that the one who calms the storm is in you and not far away. When my firstborn was in the boat sleeping, and his disciples were terrified of the storm, it would have made no difference if they woke him up or not. He was going to the other side. He stopped the storm because the peace within him was greater than the storm without. Nothing can stop you if you will remain in peace and in rest. This is the rest I long for you to enter into. It's how you become like a little child and enter into my kingdom rest. You put all your trust in me, and don't worry about what you see with your eyes or what you hear with your ears. You can trust me with all the cares of life, and you can live in joyous bliss while the world around you is terrified. So, my loved ones, bring me your burdens and your worries, and don't carry them for one more minute. You are dearly loved, and no problem is too small for me to be concerned. Put your trust totally in me and rest in my love. Let go of storm watching and set your minds upon me. I am here, and I am your answer. I will give you beauty for ashes and joy for mourning. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Trust in me with all your heart, and again I say, trust in me. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.